brought to you by the Every Dollar app. Start budgeting for free today.
I am stuck in a little bit of a pickle, and I just, you know, I've come up, since I've put in the request to be on the show, I've come up with a couple of different options for myself, but I just want to kind of get y'all's opinion and see what the best option would be. But basically, my husband makes about $85,000 base salary a year. I made about $50,000 base salary. Well, he gets commission, so sometimes it's a little bit higher, maybe like up into the 110, but we've learned not to rely on any bonuses. So okay. Always go off of the base salary.
Yes, that's right.
Right. And then so we last year we realized, you know, we had a 2-year-old and I took a year off. I was suffering severely from postpartum depression and we accidentally kind of racked up a lot of money on our credit cards during that time.
Okay.
So now we're stuck at $35,000 on credit cards. And the interest is all the way up to 27% on a couple of them.
Oh. Yipes. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So I had a plan, and you know what they say when you have a plan, right? Like throw it out the window. Cause that is not what's going to happen. Let me just say, cause we owned our home. We bought our home in 2021. We had about $75,000 of equity in it.
Okay.
So we put it on the market 3 months ago and we sold it and we got the $75,000 and I thought we were going to be, you know, pay off the credit cards and we're good now.
What did you do?
What did I do? I didn't do anything. So, you know, it happened for a reason. And I believe that God had me. I've been married for 5 years. I've been with my husband for 8.
And tell us what happened.
He accidentally gambled a lot of money and we lost a lot of money.
How much? All of it?
$25,000 he lost.
So now you got 50.
Well, I paid off. So as I didn't know that this is March Madness. I didn't know that it was going on. He was in a really bad spot mentally. He's doing a lot better. He's in therapy. He's doing everything to fix this. He feels absolutely terrible about it. Of course, everything. Regardless, I was also terminated from my job last month.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Yeah.
Let me recap right quick. Let me just recap. So you went back to work. You were still making 50. Now you've been let go from that position or laid off. So that $50,000 is gone. Were you able to take any of the money from the sale of the house and pay off the $35,000 of credit cards?
Unfortunately, I was trying to get it consolidated before I paid it off. So I was literally calling the collection.
I just want to know, did you get any of it paid off?
No.
Okay. And have you acquired more debt since then? I want to have a full picture of this. So the only debt in the world that you have is these credit cards for $35,000. Is that correct? No
and
cars?
$11,000 of student loans.
And $11,000 of student loans. Any cars?
We have a lease ending next year, but we own our other vehicle.
Okay. I want to caution you from this point on. I heard the word accidentally 2 times. I had the baby, was feeling postpartum depression. We accidentally ran up $35,000 on a credit card. My husband accidentally gambled away $25,000. Okay.
Right.
These are things that are not accidents. I wouldn't call them accidents, George.
He intentionally gambled this amount of money.
For sure.
He lost control.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it was 10 days after I lost my job and his brother and him really talked about, I made $3,500 a night. And he was looking at it like, maybe I can recoup some of her losses.
And that's the problem because you guys looked at this debt. You keep finding quick ways out. You're like, we have $35,000 of debt. Let's sell the house. We'll take that equity. But wait, before we do that, let's try to consolidate it. And before we do that, let's try to gamble and see if we can get some money back. I feel like you guys are trying to take a shortcut. And each time it's ending in like major disaster. Like this is a...
And so far, I'm not feeling a lot of responsibility taking on your part or your husband's part. It's been like, well, we had a plan, but then life had... No, you chose to do the consolidation. You chose to get that lease. You chose to gamble away $25,000. And I'm not doing this as a judgment because I want to beat you up. I'm saying this because we have to own our decisions and realize that life isn't happening to us. We're going to start happening to it.
That's right.
So are we done making excuses? Are we done with the bad decisions?
Oh, absolutely. And that's, I mean, I definitely, you know, this is why I called him. My husband instantly said, he goes, you know that they're mean, right? And I said, great, we're financially abusing our credit cards. We're financially irresponsible. We have no budget. We have no sense of direction. And I need help.
You
we
guys
need,
are treating
need to
yourselves.
Y'all's heads together. Right.
Yeah, y'all
right.
are treating yourselves way worse than we could ever treat you.
That's true.
We care right. about your right. financial future more than you do. We want right. to see you win. And there's a way out of this. Number one, is he in Gamblers Anonymous right now?
He's in therapy. He hasn't started any support groups just yet.
Is it helping? I mean, you said that he was gambling Madness, so it's only been, what, a month?
Yeah.
But this
yeah.
is not the first time this man has gambled.
It isn't, but it's always been like maybe $200, $300, and it's always been like with me or like of my knowledge, but this time he did it.
As far as you know.
It was a huge, yeah, it was a huge betrayal. We're in marriage counseling. We're in individual therapy. We've been... I'm at this point now because of how long it's been. I've had the time to go through all of the emotions. So I think now, instead of being like, taking ownership of this because I didn't have a play in that aspect of it, mm-hmm. I messed up. I was, you know, I, women can't win. We stay home with our babies and can't afford it.
You can win. You can win. It. You can win. I don't want you making any more excuses. Yeah. What I want right. you from this point on, I want you to take responsibility, like George said, and we're going to give you a plan to walk out of this. Right now, your A1 is you're looking for a new employment. Whatever you were right. doing before, let's look in that market and see if you can make $50,000 again or higher. Take this as an opportunity to bring in more income. With your husband, he needs to be, if $85,000 is the base salary, he needs to be going bananas
double that
to get those bonuses.
Yeah,
that's right.
Absolutely.
And at this point, you guys are walking through the baby steps. We teach it here all the time. Baby step one, put $1,000 aside. Do you guys have any money saved anywhere besides the $50,000?
$15,000, you know, that's it. That's all we have left.
15 or 50?
15.
15. Okay. So we're taking that. We're putting $1,000 aside. That's your emergency fund. And then you're taking the rest. You're paying off that student loan today. Today you're paying it off, and then you're taking whatever's left, and we're going to start knocking out these credit cards little by little. We don't need to consolidate it. We don't need to call anybody to do anything for us. You guys need to methodically take that margin every single month and put it towards that credit card. We're going to get you set up with every dollar so that you can budget as effectively as possible. And listen, today's the day they draw a line in the sand, George.
Life's today? Not going to just happen to you anymore. You're going to happen to it.
Create your free every dollar budget today, the simplest way to budget for your life.